Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
You got a cause, something that you've come upon, Taylor, that you're helping spread the word with. Tell people what's going on with this young lady you're trying to help out, please, and welcome into the show.
Yeah, fellas, thanks for having me. This is N Lady. Thank you for having me. I'm usually don't call and usually don't talk about serious matters, but my wife did call me today and say that someone she knows that's very close to her just got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And obviously that's, you know, very sad, and there's a lot of treatment that she has to go forward and do. The problem is, when you're put in a position like that, from my understanding, is that you have to, when you're a woman in those kind of situations, like, you have to preserve your eggs so you can have kids one day. Well, this woman, she's 22 years old, and she doesn't have that kind of money at all. And obviously this is something that really hits home for me. I have a 9-month-old little girl, and I just, you know, I know my wife is absolutely, you know, her favorite thing in the world is being a mom. So this obviously hits home really close to both of us, and I literally just found out about this within the hour. And so, a couple of things. We have to, I believe, raise, it's either $15,000 or $20,000 in the next 5 days. And that's obviously a big thing to handle. So I would really just stress, anybody who's listening to this, go to my Twitter. I have a link there that you can donate. And whoever donates more than $20, they just tag me in a post on Twitter and show me their receipt. With all those people that donate, I'll pick one specific person out of those things, and I will get them a brand new Tennessee Titans helmet, the blue one that we have not even worn yet. No one has them. We literally can't get them for the next month, so you would be getting this a month from now, maybe some change, because we don't even have the right decals in. We don't even have the face mask, anything in. So literally before the team even wears them, you will have one of these helmets. And I will sign the helmet, and three, or I'll even do four players of your choice, whoever you say you want. Once I choose you as the winner, I'll sign it, and I'll have, obviously, I'm sure Marcus will be one. If there's an Alabama fan, I'm sure Derrick Henry will be one, and whoever people choose. But this is a very serious thing. And also another thing that I'll do, I mean, obviously we're all assuming that the Preds are winning the cup this year. I mean, it's no offense, but yes, I will be there tonight. I am so stoked. No, I will not have a catfish, but it's going to be a good time. Whoever donates the highest amount, I will give them two tickets to a Stanley Cup final game, if it were to come to that.
Wow. And Taylor, you mentioned 5 days. I think make sure people realize this is something, they have to start treatment for this soon, which means they have to be able to harvest those eggs soon. So
yeah,
time is of the essence.
No doubt about it. And like I said, like, I wish there was more information I could give. I literally just found out about it. And that's the thing that's really, like, big, is like the 5 days is something that, like, I just knew I had to put my foot down and get this thing going. And my first thought was you guys. And obviously there's at least four or five people that listen to you guys. And hopefully of those four or five people, they have good jobs and they can donate lots of money. And so hopefully the Titans can tweet this out. I'm going to do my best to get NFL Network and them to tweet this out and kind of get this thing going, so we can really just help somebody keep their dream alive of someday becoming a mom. And I've never been put in a position of not being able to have a child. Obviously, I have one, but I just can't imagine. And, you know, some people are born like that, and that's just the way it is. But other people are put in situations like this, and I'm in a place of power to help, and I just don't see why I wouldn't try to keep that gift alive to that person.
How much did your perspective on life and just having something like this cross your path change when you became a father?
You know, I don't know if I would have really paid much attention to this kind of situation before I became a dad. Just, and that might sound terrible, but my views on a lot of things changed about 10 months ago when I had a kid. I mean, really, it changed as soon as I met my wife, like, she's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, and for her to give us a gift like that, I mean, we have the greatest daughter in the entire world. Like, and I'm definitely that parent that thinks their kid's better than everybody else's kid, and I'll stand by that. But for me, it's like, I mean, the feeling I get when I see my daughter, I would hate for somebody to not have that feeling or have that feeling taken away because of something as petty as money. And so, like, literally, you know, I have close to 50,000 followers on Twitter. You know, not even half of you have to donate, and we can get this thing done. So I'm really just hoping that we can get this thing all figured out. And, you know, it'd be really special for that person. And obviously, those incentives as far as the helmet and stuff would, like, I hope goes a long way, but I hope your heart's bigger than a materialistic item or an event, because that's huge.
Again, this is Taylor Lewan of the Titans that we're talking to. You can check his Twitter. It's at Taylor Lewan 77, and it's a link there to a GoFundMe page. It's a 22-year-old young lady with a cancer diagnosis who would like to, again, save her eggs so when all these treatments are done, she'll have the ability to have children one day. And I'm the father of two kids myself, so stuff like this. And the fact that a guy like you would say, I want to help, that certainly means a lot to all of us parents. I appreciate, Taylor, that you're the type of guy that steps up for something like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, you know, a lot of times athletes who step in and do something, like, yeah, they get a lot of credit. We get a lot of credit because of who we are and what we do, and that's very special. But there's so many people in this world that give their lives, the things that they believe into, that they believe in and cherish. And just because I'm someone of status, I mean, it doesn't make me any more special than the next person. I just hope that we can all do something, you know, to really make sure that this dream for this young woman is accomplished. It's all this stuff is just so much bigger than me or a game or any of that. Like, being a parent is one, like, the most enjoyable thing I've ever been a part of, and I've been doing it for less than a year, so I can't imagine what's up ahead.
Well, Taylor, you one of the incentives, whoever donates the most, you know, when the Preds make it, Stanley Cup final tickets. You said you will be there tonight. Do we?
Yeah.
Are we whole line? Is it rip off the shirts? Or are you just going to enjoy tonight, saving that?
I'm going. So yes, okay. So I don't want to, like, ruin the Preds gig, but, like, they did invite us to come. But we're like the Three Musketeers, except there's five of us, all for one, one for all, man. We either all of us can go, or none of us can go. So tonight, like, I'm sure other players will be there, but me and my buddy Tim are going to go. I'll be just to the right of the players' bench. So I'll be stoked, man. I'll be wearing my Preds jersey. I'm very excited. I will not be bringing a cat this. I will save that for a later date. But
yes.
I'm getting my broom out early. I might even bring a broom to the game, because I'm expecting full sweep here, folks.
Wow. So,
I don't want to be that guy. I know we just kind of hit, like, a very touchy, very deep moment, all of us, and it's very unlike me, especially in the media. But let's clean it back and take a quick 180. Av, let's shut it down, boys. You guys are done. I hope you enjoy your little stint in the playoffs. It's great. Enjoy Smashville. It's an atmosphere you'll never be able to see anywhere else. This is going to be fun. I'm going to get you guys a cotton candy for the walkout, and maybe get a fish in your face, and we'll move on. All done. A done game.
I love it.
You told us
very exciting thing.
You told us last week, you know, we were asking you about seeing all these workout videos from your teammates, and you said that this was a quote. Hey, I'm not a big, you know, show my workout in public guy. So we won't go down that road, but how excited are you to be back in the building, though, with your teammates and working out and back together with everybody?
Yeah, man. You know, it's been awesome. I'm not going to lie. Like, this whole phase one thing is pretty cool. But I don't really see the defense, guys. So, literally, there could be players that are on the team right now that I really don't even see. Like, the offense works out, and the defense goes to meetings, and then we flip. And it's like kind of like we pass through, like, two ships in the night. Like, we don't really see each other. So, but, like, being around the O-line, getting around the boys again, literally Quentin Spain's in my basement right now, just hanging out. Like, it's just awesome. It's good to have the boys back in town, and obviously perfect time of the year with Preds hitting the playoffs, and it's just awesome. I can't wait for football to start. We're all excited.
As you see what the vibe is with Coach Vrabel, you know, he had spoken to the press and talked about, you know, right now just kind of trying to get to know everybody. What's that process been like? Are you guys wearing those stickers that say, hello, my name is, so he can kind of walk through the building and go, well, hello, Taylor,
yeah,
how are you?
I think he's done a pretty good job of knowing everybody. He comes in the team meeting room and he's literally, you know, knows everybody's name and is just an awesome guy. He's really taken it by the reins, and he seems like he's been doing this for years being a head coach. It's hard to believe it's the first time. But he was in our O-line meeting room today, quizzing us, talking to us, and it's been pretty awesome.
Well, we appreciate you checking in, as always, and you have the open line. Anytime you want to call about anything, if you're just driving around with your beautiful wife and your beautiful daughter, you guys just call in and check in. You got an open line, brother.
Anytime.
Like a bat phone.
It kind of feels like it. It feels like this is like a second line to call. Like, you guys are my second most called line besides Kaylin. Like, this is it. I've called you guys, this is the third time in 2 weeks?
Yes.
I know. We're so lucky.
Yeah, we love it, man. Just keep calling.
We expect
play hard to
see
get
you
a little bit.
There you go. We expect to see you on the Jumbotron tonight, Taylor.
Many times.
I'll be getting after it. I can't wait. Have a couple beers with the boys. Have fun.
Sounds good.
Go Preds.
All right. Again, at Taylor Lewan 77 on Twitter. It's the top tweet on his timeline. You can go there and check. And please help out this young lady and her quest to beat cancer and to one day start a family. Thanks again, Taylor. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.